And I say it again, it might be the best classical guitar that I have ever played. Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight at Zika's Guitars. I want to talk straight away about the title of this video first. Usually I don't like to say this is the best guitar that I have ever played or this is the best instrument that I have seen. But I have to say in this case it's different and it might be the best classical guitar that I have ever played. And I understand that a guitar is a very individual instrument and a guitar that I really like might not be the right guitar for another person. However, there are certain objective characteristics and qualities that define how good a classical guitar is. And it's not a matter of taste, but it's a matter of fact, such as the balance of the guitar. It means the loudness between the tones or the loudness and the length of the tone across the strings in different positions. Or the response of the guitar. It means how quickly a guitar produces the sound as soon as you pluck the string. And of course, other characteristics such as sustain of the guitar and the ability to create different colors. And the guitar that I'm going to showcase to you today fulfills all these characteristics and qualities. And this guitar is made by the legendary guitar maker Daniel Friedrich from France. And the guitars of Daniel Friedrich have been played by the biggest names in the classical guitar history. I even don't need to mention the names. And Daniel Friedrich, who was actually a classical guitarist himself, was born in Paris in 1932, and in the 60s he started to develop a very unique voice in the sound of his guitars by combining the Spanish traditional methods and his own innovation, such as a very specific fan bracing which allows the top of the guitar to be very flexible and to have a very equal sound across the strings and different positions, or the design of the bridge, because it's very important. The bridge is transmitting the energy from the strings to the top of the guitar. This guitar that I want to play a few tones on it is from 2013 and it's one of the last four guitars that Daniel Friedrich has built. So it means he has injected all his knowledge and inspiration and experience into this guitar. Thank you. And I say it again, it might be the best classical guitar that I have ever played. As you can hear, everything that a classical guitarist wishes for is in this guitar. This guitar fulfills all the needs of a classical guitarist. You have such a great balance between the trebles and the basses, and it's like that the trebles are nearly like the basses in terms of intensity and power, and also in terms of sustain. For instance, if you play chords or melodies like this, you want those tones on the first string to ring and to have a very long sustain. Then you can enjoy the sound and the tone, and you can take your time if you are playing some ballads and romantic pieces on the guitar. But if the tones are too short, you have to move on very fast. And the response of the guitar is also very natural. You play a chord, and the tones come out very fast and in a very pleasant way. And about the balance, I actually don't need to talk anymore. This is like a guitar that, as I said like 10 times today, fulfills all the needs of a classical guitarist, of a professional concert classical guitarist. I also have heard Friedrich guitars. I think it was one or two Friedrich guitars in a big concert hall, in a concert. And to be honest, this is not a comparison to all the other guitars. I have to say it in this way. You can hear the tones so clear. The tones have such a great projection. And it doesn't matter where you are sitting in the concert hall. The guitar projects very well and it throws the tones very far. And this is very rare. And I think only a Daniel Friedrich guitar is able to do it in this way. I'm very curious, what are you hearing from the other side? Or did you have the experience to play a Daniel Friedrich guitar? And if yes, let me know, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar or the guitar that you have played? I would say we finished this week's Zika's Spotlight episode. It was very enjoyable for me personally. And this guitar inspires me also to practice more and to learn new pieces. Well, have a great day and see you next week.